dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, and we have some new equipment, so it could be a little sketchy for the next hour, but hopefully the new equipment will stand the test of time. Good afternoon and welcome. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, we buy that cheap crap from China, and what do they do in return? They buy the second largest investment house in the United States. That's a fair deal. And by and large, because of the large investment in J.B. Morgan by the Chinese, which bailed them out of a world of hurt, we had the Dow only down 25 points today. The Chinese hadn't stepped in. It could have been down a couple of hundred. Dow closed at 13,207. NASDAQ up almost 5 at 2,601. U.S. dollar surprisingly stronger today. I wonder why. Up 19 basis points at 77.55. Crude oil up $1.24 at the close. Closed at $91.32. Enjoy $90 oil. One of these days, you'll hear this program talking about $150 a barrel oil. In the gold complex, gold was pretty much all over the planet today. Very small trading range. Gold had a low of 798, a high of 805, closed down $1.50 at 801.80. Silver reversing the trend, up 4 cents, to close at $14.12. Platinum continues its momentum, up $9 at $1,521. Palladium was flat. Currently in Asian trading, gold up 80 cents at 802.70. Silver up 3 cents at 14.15. Platinum, no action. Palladium, off $2 at 359. Whole slew of economic data coming out tomorrow that Wall Street's going to be eyeing with great anticipation. Not that it means anything, because all the figures that are coming out tomorrow are going to be revised in about a month's time from now. But we get the first reading on third quarter GDP, expected at, a little optimistic here, 4.9%. The chain deflator is expected to come in at 0.9%. Initial jobless claims expected at 335,000. At 10 a.m. is the leading economic indicators report for November. And at noon, the Philadelphia Fed survey. It's expected to come in at about 6%. We'll take a short break, and when we return, our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, we sorted out the problem of the scratchy sound. I didn't know we had a scratchy sound. but apparently some people who were listening heard scratchy sounds, and we actually figured it out, thanks to Kevin, that it was my mouse that was making the scratchy sounds. We couldn't figure it out, so through great expense went and got some new equipment, and now apparently the new equipment sounds like I'm speaking from a can. So just bear with us while we work through these little technical glitches from time to time. These things happen. So we are trying to get hold of Charles Carlson. Unfortunately, Charles is on the road in Colorado, and he is holed up in a motel somewhere. And we just try to hook up with him, but apparently there's someone at the hotel no speaking the English. And obviously they don't understand the term room 102, please. So we are trying as best as we can to hook up with Charles Carlson. And as soon as we do, we'll bring Charles up and deal with the topics of the day. But while we got time waiting to speak to Charles, let's take a look at what happened today financially, because it is amazing that people just simply brushed this off as, it's something that, the Chinese government wants to help out the United States. Morgan Stanley, the number two investment bank, started off the day by reporting that, well, it's lost a little bit more than they originally thought. They reported a $9.4 billion write-down today, and all from bad bets on mortgage-related debt. And because of this, they sold their souls to anybody who would give them cash. And in this instance, it was the communist Chinese government, which now has a 10% stake in America's second largest investment bank. And if we think back to not that long ago, when the entire country went apoplectic because of the fact that we wanted to sell port operations to Dubai ports. Now, I ask you, with tears in my eyes, what's more critical to national security interests of the United States? Somebody running the ports or someone getting hold of what can be classified as, national security, giving away 10%? Of your second largest investment bank to the communist Chinese. Now, they say that this is just an investment and they won't be trying to put their communist Chinese brethren on the board at J.P. Morgan. Now, if you buy into that theory, you'll buy into anything. And so, so as this unfolds, we are seeing something we have warned about for a long time, and that is the influence of sovereign funds on the United States. All this inflation we've been exporting for all these years, all those Federal Reserve notes that we have been shoving down the throats of our foreign competitors, is coming home to haunt us. This is not going to be the first one. Trust me on this one. There is going to be now all major investment houses are going to be looking at China and the Chinese government as the saviors for many investment houses that have lost billions, if not trillions of dollars, to bad bets on mortgage. It is mind-boggling in all its proportions when you think about it. Now, to add further woes to the financial sector today, you had a couple of downgrades of bond insurers. A major issuer of bonds was downgraded to junk status today, a move that could potentially cost banks and local governments billions of dollars. Now, you know, this is like they're predicting, well, it's going to cost us billions of dollars. It's the same way that Bear Stearns says, look, we've got a billion-dollar problem. Well, yeah, that billion-dollar problem soon swelled to many, many billions of dollars. So now we've got S&P downgrading the bond insurers, who these people were that gave the AAA bond ratings to all these structured investment vehicles, which ultimately were sold to unsuspecting investors who are now all suing. You have Barclays this afternoon. Barclays bankers suing Bear Stearns because they lied to them. Can't put it any more succinctly than that, but that's what Barclays is suing. Look, Bear Stearns, you sold us a bill of goods. Now, unfortunately for Bear Stearns, they're going to find themselves in a, all these investment houses are going to find themselves in litigation hell. And it's starting. And attorneys around the country, these pariahs that call themselves district attorneys are seeing this as a golden opportunity in order to climb the corporate ladder. This is the sickness of the society, this litigious society in which we live in, because it's easy. It's a slam dunk. Let's put it that way. A slam dunk for district attorneys around this country to start going after not only mortgage lenders, mortgage brokers, appraisers, institutions. What these attorneys are doing as we speak is they are seeing what is the cost-benefit analysis for going after these high-profile investment houses, because fraud is rampant here. I mean, the fraud here is so rampant, it makes the mind boggle. You've got lenders who are lying to borrowers. You've got appraisers over-evaluating houses in order to boost their own income. You have borrowers, people who claim themselves to be the victims now, while we were just the subject of predatory lenders, who lied on the applications. And whether you know this or not, and for those of you out there that have signed mortgage papers, you know, when you put your John Hancock on the piece of paper, it is under the penalty of perjury that you sign that. Excuse the popping sounds, but we are working with new equipment, so just bear with us on that one. So you've got everybody in on the scam. The legal system's going to have fun with it, and ultimately, as was reported in the Wall Street Journal today, this is going to be this whole, and we haven't even got into the credit card fiasco and the automobile fiasco that's coming down the pike. We're going to end up with something that's going to make the savings and loan crisis look like a walk in the park. Well, I've been informed we finally got hold of Charles Carlson. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm here anyway. I'm on a cell phone right now. I'm in kind of in the snowstorm in Colorado, but we're happy to be up with you.
Well, thank you for taking the time out to join us today. Well, it's always fun, a snowstorm in Colorado.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they have a good one coming in. So anyway, we're safe and sound. And it's just that the phone in my room didn't work, so I'm on a cell phone. Hope this sounds okay.
Yes, we had a little language problem getting hold of you. First of all, what are you doing in Colorado?
Well, this is a Christmas vacation for me. I have family here, so I'm getting away from it all.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to stop by at Colorado Springs for some strange reason.
Well, I might. You know, we've had a lot of interest in the church in Colorado Springs, the New Life Church, where Ted Haggard was the pastor. And we also had a lot of interest in Faith Bible Chapel, where George Morrison is the pastor and where the shootings took place. In fact, we did a vigil at Faith Bible Chapel. And those are, Colorado is a hotbed of evangelical activism, political activism.
Oh,
and Ted Haggard was, of course, the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. But no, that's not my reason for being here, but I'm happy to be on. I hope you're able to hear me.
Oh, yeah, you're coming in fine. I've got new equipment, so, and it keeps on popping in my ear. I hope it's not too distracting out there. Real briefly, Wednesday of last week, just before we said goodbye to each other, you mentioned that you didn't think that we addressed all of the questions that we got from, and now I've forgotten her name.
I think maybe Melissa sounds right.
Yes, very good, sir. Do you want to address that?
Yes, I do. I think it's really important. This lady called in and she said that she was worried about what we were talking about, and she thought we were criticizing what she believes. And she said she believes in the second coming of Jesus Christ, and she believes in a rapture. But she doesn't believe in the state of Israel as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. In fact, she thinks Israel is a very, very ornery state.
Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
On this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, as we do each and every Wednesday. You can access his website at WHTT.org. And before we went to the break, Charles was going to help answer the question that Melissa brought up 2 weeks ago. And also today, we're going to, because Charles is in the neck of the woods of the New Life Church, where that tragic shooting took place 2 weeks ago, it seems as though there's also a connection between Matthew Murray, the shooter, and obviously the events that go on at New Life Church. So, but continue with Melissa's question there, Charles.
Well, what separates Melissa and many, many people who are listening to us, who believe these things, who believe Jesus Christ is going to return to earth and that there's going to be a rapture, is that Christian Zionists believe that the state of Israel, the physical state of Israel, is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Melissa didn't believe that at all. She thinks the state of Israel is a political state and has nothing to do with her other beliefs. But what's happened is, over the top of this called dispensational theology, has been laid this idea that the state of Israel fulfills biblical prophecy, and that causes people to have to find a way to excuse scriptures that don't seem to say that. So from that, you wind up with people actually with writers, religious leaders, bending scripture all over the place to get away from things that seem to suggest that that in order to suggest that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And so in our outreach to people, we have a lot of people who are our friends who choose to believe that there's going to be a second coming of Christ and that there's going to be a rapture. And we don't think that's the critical thing. What is critical is the situation involving the belief in the state of Israel as being part of God's plan for all mankind in the future. And this is basically what her question was. Why do you pick on, we're not picking on people that believe that there's going to be a rapture. As far as what happens, the thing that happens is in the distortion of Scripture is eliminating things within the Bible that seems to challenge the idea that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And also, things have to be eliminated from Scriptures, usually from the New Testament, that would cause people to not accept the idea that we have to support Israel's wars or George W. Bush's wars or some other wars. And this came up very clearly in some of the things that Matthew Murray wrote in his blogs that he left behind, and what he was trying to solve in his own mind, what Scripture he believed in, and in his own words, how he would be saved, and he used the word "saved" in quotes, and how he would stay saved in quotes. And one of the things that really bothered him that he wrote about was he had gotten into the book of Matthew and found where it stated that he said it largely required you to do good things, to love your brother and your fellow man. And yet, he said, his church found that that was heresy, to think that you could earn your way into heaven by loving your fellow man and doing good, as he called it, good works. And Christian Zionism does indeed make heresy out of many of the things that Jesus required us to do. It essentially says that they are, it ignores them entirely, or actually they change the meaning of the words so that they are misunderstood or ignored, to get away from this idea, because if you believe that man's duty on earth is to love his brother and his fellow man, then it becomes very difficult to back bombing whole populations. It becomes very difficult to back the acts of a state which is essentially starving a whole population in Gaza right now in front of our eyes. How do you justify backing the state of Israel in their acts against the Palestinians, which is essentially genocide by starvation, if you also believe that Christ said you must love your brother as yourself, even love your enemy? So what happens is people like Matthew Murray become very confused when they're going to a church, we call it a Judeo-Christian church, like Ted Haggard's church, or like New Life Church, or like Faith Bible Chapel, where they ignore Christ's precepts, and yet they teach that the state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And if someone pops up and says, but what about Jesus' words about loving your brother? How can we support this war when we're supposed to love our brother? They have an excuse why those words did not mean what Jesus wrote in the Bible, what he left for us in the Bible. And this has to do very much with what Melissa brought up. So, and it brings us back to your question about Faith Bible Chapel.
Well, we got a break coming up, and we'll save the question for when we return. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, website whtt.org. We'll take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Wednesday, we're speaking with Charles Colston, as we do each and every Wednesday. Charles Colston, you can access his website at whtt.org. Before the break, I was going to ask you, and I always got to throw in this disclaimer, because I'm not a theologian by any stretch of the imagination. But did Jesus actually reference a second coming? I mean, as we know, when one interprets the Bible, you can read things both ways.
My answer is it's not clear to me, and I don't think he made a clear statement about a second coming, although there's many places that, or several places that references suggestions that people asking, when will you come again, and will you be coming again? And there's reason that people might choose to make that state that, but there's a good amount of controversy over whether he already did come again, and whether his intention, the important thing is whether his intention was to come back to earth and to reign on earth as a king in an earthly kingdom. And this is the application that's made by Judeo-Christian churches, that when Christ comes back, that he's going to come back, and he's actually going to come in as a conquering king to run a kingdom after many people, the good people, have been raptured away and are gone. And then there will be great persecution of the bad people, and the story goes on and on through all of these novels of the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye and others. So this is promoted in the Scofield Reference Bible, and the idea is not whether or not Jesus said he would return, because he did return, Christians do believe, a couple of times and appeared to people. But the question is whether he was returning for this thousand-year reign and kingdom on earth, which would be a sort of a theocracy on earth. And that is very doubtful and very questionable in my mind.
So what, in large part, well, let me spit it out. In large part, was a rapture or the concoction of Scofield?
No, I think it's a concoction of people that came along long before Scofield and made made a lot of a very little in the Bible. And they wrapped a big yarn around some things which are really quite hard to interpret. And so it's really my feeling that I don't necessarily have to unravel all these riddles, being not a theologian either. But as a follower, I need to find out what his intention is for me. And I think this is the message we have for people, is to find out what Jesus clearly tells us to do, and do that. And then don't be too concerned about the things you can't be sure of. That may not matter. It is questionable whether it matters to the Apostle Paul whether there is going to be a millennial kingdom with a thousand-year reign, because he died 1,950 years ago, and he did not see it. And he's, of course, already met his maker, as has everyone who has died up until now. So Christians believe that everyone is judged upon their death. And so what difference does it make to those if there is a later on a thousand-year kingdom on earth? It raises a question of, do you really need to know that? And do you need to solve that puzzle to live your life? And going back to young Matthew Murray, he had a terrific struggle trying to figure out how to live his life, and he didn't know how to solve these puzzles of the things that seemed to make sense to him, what he read in the Bible, versus the things that his church told him, which were, of course, there will be a rapture, you better be on that boat. After that, there's going to be Jesus' return, a great war, and a thousand-year kingdom on earth, and then a lot of other things that were woven into that. He was very confused by that. We think a lot of other people are, too. And we wonder how much of that you really have to solve in your mind to follow very simple precepts that Christ laid down, such as love your brother as yourself, and even love your enemy. I think we need to apply those things first before we try to figure out and solve all the puzzles.
Well, we'd solve all the problems if we adhere to that principle. It seems as though, from my understanding of Matthew Murray, and people need to know this. This wasn't a kid that didn't come from a great background. His father was a neurologist. He was brought up in an affluent middle class Denver neighborhood, and he was homeschooled. Question about his homeschooling. I guess the guy that was in charge of his homeschooling, I think his name was Bill Gothard. And apparently, when Matthew started having questions, a couple of people at the New Life Church told his mother he wasn't walking with God, and she went and confiscated all his music, his books, his video games, pretty much did everything, and that seems to have been his tipping point.
He obviously had a very troubled young man, and there was, as you say, he came from a very dedicated family that spent all their time in church, and they went to Judeo-Christian churches, and they attended Ted Haggard's church. They were close to Ted Haggard, and they were involved with the New Life, with the Faith Bible Chapel, at least with a mission that was on that campus. And our only point about all this, to make it clear where we stand, is that There's no justification for somebody who becomes unstable to go out and kill people, and we're not in any way saying that that's justified by the way his parents treated him or anything like that. But what we are saying is that we have a better answer for churches that confuse people. And our answer is to challenge the churches in the street, and we actually did challenge this one church, Faith Bible Chapel, and we can't help but wonder if Matthew would have been in the church that day, if he might not have come out and talked to us and maybe found a better way to straighten out his life than to end up with a gun in his hand.
Yeah.
We think that our mission is to try to rescue people like this who are confused inside of churches and are trying to find right answers. And we think the churches are confusing people. And he did speak of the hypocrisy of the churches. He spoke of the hypocrisy of this program that he was used to teach him, which is used in some homeschools, but very few homeschools use this very strict program of one Bill Gothard that's full of rules. It has a huge number of rules to follow, and it's not widely used by homeschoolers. It's used by about a small percent of homeschool families, but it was used by his parents. But he was also confused by the hypocrisy of people like Ted Haggard, who got in a big moral issue with his own church and ended up being thrown out of his own church at the very time that he was involved with that church and his mother was involved with it. So the hypocrisy of the Judeo-Christian churches is no small factor in the way in influencing the people that go there.
You know, the more I read the story, the more it, and some people may say this is a little off the wall, but a lot of missionaries from America went to Africa to try and bring Jesus to the black multitudes over there. And they've never really been successful because of the inherent tribal nature of blacks in Africa. They have greater fear. They actually have fear of spirits. And unfortunately, a lot of these missionaries have done in various places like the Congo and Nigeria is telling the local people that their children are possessed by demons. Well, when you tell an African that his child is possessed by demons, their tribal understanding of that has caused hundreds, if not thousands, of black kids in Africa to be killed by their parents because of their parents' tribal beliefs that they were told by the white medicine men that their children were possessed by demons. And I draw a parallel with what Matthew's mother was told by these people at New Life Church. I mean, they were saying the same thing. Your son is possessed by demons. And fortunately, being a little bit more civilized than Africans, she didn't kill her son to exorcise these demons. She just took away all the stuff that she thought were causing the demons to arise in him. I mean, I find this very disturbing.
Well, that's a good observation. I agree with your observation. And there is a tendency of spiritism to creep into Judeo-Christian churches because they take so much out of the church that's so simple to follow, that such as loving your brother as yourself, that they get into areas of good spirits and bad spirits. And that's not uncommon among some elements in Christian Judeo-Christian or Christian Zionist churches. And for your listeners' benefit, the Christian Zionist Church is a Judeo-Christian church that's in overdrive, and they simply believe in the inherent goodness of some people, which are the Israelis, and the inherent evilness of whole other peoples, so that they essentially believe that the whole races of people are dominated by evil spirits sometimes. Some do. Which is, of course, is expressed in the hatred for Islam that comes out of a lot of Christian Zionist churches.
Yes, I know. The hatred is unbelievable. The last couple of days, all networks have been airing a video that came out of London about a little girl whose mother was a suicide bomber, and the kid singing the praises of her mother. And and as usual, Fox News is playing this to the hilt. The hypocrisy that I see here is they see no reason why not to play the tape of Jacob Zuma, the soon-to-be Prime Minister of South Africa, singing about wanting a machine gun to kill whites, or Nelson Mandela, for that very same reason, singing about killing whites as well. So there is this blind hatred towards Muslims in this country, which I often put at the same level of hatred that people had, and I equate Palestinians with David Koresh and the folks in Waco, just simply because the vilification of David Koresh in the mainstream media as being evil personified, justified in the minds of Americans, and this still to this day blows my mind, justified in the minds of a majority of Americans that to gas 80 women and children was okay.
Yeah. And that is mind control, and it is going on as part of, and the evangelical church, the Judeo-Christian church, is a big part of the entire administration or neocon war effort against Islamic countries all over the world, whereby they demonize them, and a big implement of that is the Christian Zionist movement, of which the obvious case is John Hagee, of course, but there are so many others who do essentially the same thing. They just do it more subtly and more carefully.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Rick Warren, he of Purpose Driven, was in San Diego this week, and he attended a large Reform Jewish gathering to share tips on how to build the Christian Israeli community. He said, and I quote, "We have congregations. We believe congregations have to grow large and small at the same time," Warren said Thursday, according to the San Diego Union Tribune. "We don't really feel like people are in the congregation until they're in small groups." The purpose-driven pastor spoke to thousands of Jewish leaders Thursday night at the Union for Reform Judaism biannual convention in San Diego. What do you make of, which, by the way, Warren Jeffs is going to have a special on Fox News in the next couple of days. What do you make of this gathering of Rick Warren and this large congregation of Reform Jews?
Mr. Warren has been a very mixed bag. He has been responsible for a huge amount of church building, and his purpose building idea has been criticized by many, and we're among them, I suppose, at times, because we think it stresses the business of church a lot. On a positive note, Rick Warren has gone out of his way to meet with Muslim leaders, and I suppose maybe his meeting with Jewish leaders probably has to do with being open-handed and fair. But he was criticized heavily for going to Syria and meeting with the president of Syria, and for actually encouraging dialogue with Muslim leaders about common problems with Christianity. So I don't know if I would make too much of him being invited to the to this group, but he is a man to be watched, because he could have a huge influence. He's very influential among the Judeo-Christian movement. And another man who was very influential, Rick Heibel, Heibels, I believe his name is pronounced, who is of Willow Creek in Chicago, has recently announced that he has decided that he is a pacifist, and he thinks all pastors today should re-examine the biblical implications of supporting war. Now, this is a huge positive statement coming out of somebody who's never said anything like that before. So we look at all these signs of people going out of going out and try to reach other people as possibly being having some positive implications. We also have a good number of Jewish groups who are actively now supporting the anti-war movement and the anti-Zionist movement.
We're speaking with Charles Koss from Straight Gate Ministries. You'd like to get hold of Charles, get a pen and piece of paper. We'll give you that information as soon as we return.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to my friends on this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Paulson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you'd like to get hold of Charles, you can write him at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or you can call him at 480 3329. If you call that number, you won't get Charles, because Charles is in Colorado about to go on a Christmas vacation. And not sure what we're going to be doing Wednesday next week, but take this opportunity, Charles, to thank you for everything you've done for the program this year, and wish you and yours a very happy Christmas.
The same to you, and thank you. And I wanted to tell you that we received a call from a man in Hartford, Connecticut, who heard me on your program, and he called to tell me that he is part of an organization that did a vigil at one of John Hagee's meetings that was organized by other people, but it was done along the lines of our vigils. And it had Jewish people there. It had members of Mature Carta there. It had Muslims there. And they went to a John Hagee meeting in Connecticut and did a vigil there. And he called to tell me that they were doing it. So your program is already a great help. It's being a great help to us.
Well, I appreciate that. I just wish we got this word out many years ago. And, you know, just maybe the clergy of this country could have had the cojones to put enough political pressure on the folks, the politicians in Washington, D.C., may have averted the catastrophe that we are facing in the Middle East today.
Yes, and we still need to do that no matter how bad things are or how bad they come. It still has to be corrected. And I think a lot of people in Judeo-Christian churches realize how bad things are. They see things are very bad, but they don't think they need to do anything about it because they think the evils that they see in our world are part of the end times, and that Jesus is going to come back and take the government upon his shoulders and fix everything for them, so they really don't need to do anything. And this is another reason why Judeo-Christianity is so paralyzing to good government. It relieves people of the absolute responsibility of taking and doing. And it is evident in the things that young Matthew Murray wrote in his blog.
And another reason why people who think that they are supporting Mike Huckabee because of his Christian beliefs will question his Christian beliefs. I mean, already this week we found out that although he boasted as holding a theological degree, we find out he doesn't have a theological degree.
He needs to be asked. He needs to be asked, Robbie, does he believe Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? No one's asked him that question.
Yeah, I bet you he answers it like Pat Robinson does.
Well, everyone needs to know the answer.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we look forward to speaking with you again in 2 weeks.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. God bless you, too. And God bless all of you out there as well. Until tomorrow, my friends, see you back.